Okay, today we're going to learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of the first parak of Maseches Brachos. So Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss the physical position that a person's body should be in when he says Shema. Does it matter whether you're lying down, sitting up, walking? When you say Shema, does it make a difference which Shema you're saying? Mishnah Dalet is going to discuss the Birchus Kriya Shema, both the Brachos before and after Kriya Shema. So let's start again with Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Beishami Omrim, Be'erev Kol Adam Yatu V'yikru. In the evening, a person should say Kriya Shema while leaning, or they should lean on their side and say Shema that way. Meaning, essentially, what Beishamai is telling us that while you don't lie directly on your back, because that's considered to be a derech gaiva to lie on your back. And a person should never, when accepting Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim, should never be acting in a derech gaiva. So at least al tzidehem, the Bartinura says, at least on your side, because it should be derech shchiva. It should be the way a person lies down. Meaning, Beis Shammai says that b'shachbicha doesn't only mean to tell me when we say Shema, that you say Shema at night, but also how to position yourself when saying Shema. So that's what Beis Shammai says, be'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru, uba boker yamodu. And in the morning, you stand up when you say Kriya Shema. Shenemar u'v'shachbicha u'v'kumecha. And again, that's Beis Shammai being consistent, that b'shachbicha u'v'kumecha is not only about when we have a mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema, but it's also about how to physically position our bodies while saying Kriya Shema. That is Beis Shammai's opinion. That each person can read however they want, as Bartanur points out, bein bekima, bein biyeshiva, bein beshchiva, bein bahalicha, whether you want to be standing or sitting or lying down or walking, it's perfectly fine. Because the pasuk says, uvelechtcha v'derech, so even if you're walking, you're allowed to say Shema. The Gemara does add a certain qualification that it's not necessarily true that you can actually walk throughout Kriya Shema. That's also disrespectful, meaning a person is supposed to have a certain sense of focus and concentration, at the very least for the Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, and therefore when one says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they should at least stand in one place. But throughout the rest of Shema, if a person wants to be walking, they could be walking as well, and throughout it all, they could be lying down or sitting up or leaning or whatever. When we say that you stand in place for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it likely means for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed. In fact, it's not even so pashut that you're not supposed to be covering your eyes when you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed as well. Rav Asher Weiss recently gave a shiur where he made a pretty compelling argument that the covering of the eyes should be not only for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but also for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed. But again, that's far, far beyond what we're here to do in the Limud HaMishnayos. So anyway, so the Mishnah tells us, so again, Beis Hillel says, call them Kari Kedarko, you can read in whatever physical position you want, because Beis Hillel holds him, Kain Laminam Rabshachach of Kamecha. What does Rabshachach of Kamecha come teach me? Bisha'a Shabane Adam Shachvim, U Bisha'a Shabane Adam Umdim. That it's at a time, it's only telling me the timing of when the mitzvah applies. It applies when people are going to sleep, it applies when people are waking up, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Kriyash Mashal Arvis and a mitzvah of Kriyash Mashal Shachris, but it doesn't tell me the positioning of one's body when they're saying Kriya Shema. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon comments on me, you see, Baba Derech, I was once traveling via Tasty Likros Kedivri Beis Shammai, and I tried to be machmir like the Shita of the Beis Shammai, so I lied down on my side in order to be Yotzei, the Shita of Beis Shammai. You see, Kanti Batsmi B'nei Listim, and I put myself in a lot of danger because I could have been attacked by Listim, by highway robbers, by bandits when I was lying down. I was in a very vulnerable position when I was lying down. So the halacha is like Beis Hillel, Rabbi Tarfon was trying to be machmir like the shita of Beis Shammai, and he was trying to say, you know, look, I followed the shita of Beis Shammai, and I was willing to even put myself in danger in order to follow the shita of Beis Shammai. So Amar lo, the Chacham said to him, what, you want a mitzvah note from us? You did the wrong thing. It was improper. Had you been attacked, it would have been appropriate for you to have been attacked, and you would have been harmed. Shavartel de Beis Hillel, because you violated the shita of Beis Hillel. Since the halacha is like the Beis Hillel, you put yourself in danger for absolutely no reason. So had you been killed, you would have been it would have been suicide. You would have been guilty of causing your own death by putting yourself in such a position. Now there is a general principle that shluchei mitzvah and nizakin, that while people are doing a mitzvah, they're not going to be harmed. But two things. First of all, Shluchim Etzayin Nizakin only applies if the danger that you put yourself into is a function of the mitzvah, meaning if you happen to be saying Shema while you jump off a building, so you can't say Shluchim Etzayin Nizakin, because the jumping off the building was not necessary for your recitation of Shema. If you're going traveling to bring tzedakah to an ani or something like that, so you have to travel, you have to get there. So then, along that way, you're not going to have any harm befall you. But even aside from that, the Gemara tells us in the first paragraph of Maseches Pesachim that there's an exception to Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin, and that is Heichad Shchiyah Chazek Hashayni, that if it's a particularly vulnerable position that you're putting yourself in, if it's a particularly dangerous position that you're putting yourself in, then all bets are off. Then it's considered a situation of Shchiyah Chazek, where Hezek is common, and then Shluchim Mitzvah can, in fact, be Nizakin in such a case. So they tell him, you should not have taken your life into your own hands. So again, fundamental machlokes beis Hashem, they still know how to read the psukim. When it says v'shavcha of kamecha, does that mean to tell me only the timing of Kriya Shema, of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or also the physical positioning of the body? Beis Hashem holds also the physical positioning of the body. Beis Hillel says not the physical positioning of the body, only the timing of Kriya Shema. Mishnah Dalet, b'shachar mevarek shtayim lefanecha v'achas achareha. In Kriya Shema shel shachris, we say two brachos prior to Kriya Shema and one bracha after Kriya Shema. In the evening, we say two brachas before Kriya Shema and two brachas after Kriya Shema. Achas aruka, the achas katsara. One of those two brachas that we say before Shema, both in the morning and in the evening, is a bracha arucha, is a long bracha, where you have barchat Hashem both at the beginning and the end of the bracha. Long bracha doesn't necessarily mean X number of words. It doesn't have to fit a certain number of words to qualify as a long bracha. It means that it's formatted as a long bracha, which means that it starts and ends with the Baruch Atah Hashem. And the other bracha is a short bracha, which means that you only have Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha and not at the beginning of the bracha. So the format of the bracha is a short bracha, even though it's taka a very long bracha, but it's formatted as a short bracha. So once we mention what is a long bracha and what is a short bracha, the Mishnah tells us, Malkam Shomer Laharich in Rashi LeKatzer. Whenever the Chum formulate a long bracha, so you're not allowed to turn it into a short bracha. You're not allowed to take out one of the Baruchat HaShems. LeKatzer in Rashi LeHarich. When the Chacham formulates something as a short bracha, you're not allowed to add a Baruchat HaShem and make it a long bracha. The Baruch Atah Hashem is something that's critical to the text of the bracha, and in that sense, you're not allowed to be mishalem mimadbeya shetavu chachamim b'brachos. So once we talk about the beginning of the bracha, the Mishnah also talks about changing the end of the bracha. Lachtom en erashe shalol lachtom, v'shalol lachtom en erashe lachtom. When the Chum said that you're supposed to end a bracha with the phrase Baruch Atah Hashem, then you're not allowed to skip that ending of Baruch Atah Hashem. And when the Chacham say that you're not allowed to, that you're not supposed to end with the phrase of Baruch Atah Hashem, then you're not allowed to add the ending of Baruch Atah Hashem. So what's the case of where they tell you Lachtom v'Baruch and Shalol Lachtom? So that Shalol Lachtom, the Bartanur says, is like a Birchas HaPeiros and Birchas HaMitzvos, where it's just one simple text. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Pri Eitz. There's no additional Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. There's no additional chesima or brachas mitzvah, you know, al netilas lulav, and that's just it. It's baruch tashem kol makom shakshu mitzvos zvanu al netilas lulav, and that's the example of where it's shalol lachtom, where the Chacham are telling you not to be chosim with the bracha. Birchas kriya shema is an interesting kind of bracha because it is not a classic birchas hamitzvah in the sense that it's not formulated as baruch atah hashem elokeinu melech olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. It's this long text of a bracha that is associated with the Kriya Shema. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the impression that you get from the Rambam is that Birchas Kriya Shema was instituted by the Chachamim as one long kiyum together with Kriya Shema. That the Chum instituted that when you say Kriya Shema, when you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you should be mekayim Kriya Shema im birchoseha. Kriya Shema together with the brachos, it's an elevated level of kiyum of Kriya Shema. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that when we say you're supposed to do Kriya Shema bizman, like we learned in yesterday's Mishnayos, the Kriya Shema bizman should mean even with the brachos bizman, that the birch Kriya Shema should also be within the Zman of Kriya Shema. In fact, Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter would rather daven be Yechidus before the Zman of Kriya Shema, where he could say Kriya Shema im Birchoseha, before the Zman than to say Kriya Shema quickly before davening and the daven b'tzibur after the Zman Kriya Shema. That's how important it is to have Kriya Shema in Birchaseha. So that's the Birchas Kriya Shema that these Mishnayos are discussing. So again, the two Mishnayos we had today, one is about the positioning of one's body during Kriya Shema, where we pass Nath Beis Hillel, that you can position your body however you would like, that there's no requirement of lying down at night and sitting up during the day or standing up during the day. And the other is about the Birchas Kriya Shema and just Brachos in general, how you have to stick to the format of Brachos that Chazal had instituted. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.